if I said the phrase GAAP, G-A-A-P, are you familiar with that acronym?
I've heard of that, yes.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about GAAP. What is GAAP?
Generally accepted accounting principles. I don't know what's in GAAP. I never took a CPA exam.
Okay.
And never studied for it. So I don't know all the various components of what GAAP is.
Are there any components you know about what GAAP is?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
That was Donald Trump's former chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, during his deposition in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. Now, Alan Weisselberg has pled guilty to two felony counts of perjury in connection with lying during his sworn testimony in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. The perjury counts that he's pleading guilty to involve statements made during depositions, the deposition that you saw there, where he claimed not to have knowledge about Donald Trump's fraudulent representations regarding the various financial statements. The charging documents actually included five felony counts, including statements that were made while Alan Weisselberg was testifying during the New York Attorney General civil fraud trial itself. Although Weisselberg ultimately pled guilty to the two felony counts. You'll recall that Trump's former chief financial officer, Weisselberg, had also been convicted on tax fraud charges in his position as Donald Trump's chief financial officer. Weisselberg served time at Rikers Island for the conviction that he pled guilty to. Ultimately, the Trump organization was found guilty of over a dozen felony counts for tax fraud. And Alan Weisselberg testified in that case. Now, Alan Weisselberg is pleading guilty yet again to more felonies, this time for lying during a case that ultimately resulted in a verdict now with post and pre-judgment interest totaling over $464 million against Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. You'll also recall that Justice Arthur Engoron requested of Weisselberg's lawyers a few weeks back before Engoron issued his sweeping decision finding the Trump Organization liable, and Engoron requested of Haba and Cliff Robert, the attorneys for Weisselberg and Trump, what information they knew about whether or not Weisselberg was potentially entering into a felony plea for his perjury. And Haba and Cliff Robert then attacked Justice Arthur Engoron. They claim not to know about it. But as we discuss then, I'll do another hot take shortly on this topic. Haba and Cliff Robert under New York law are under an affirmative obligation to raise issues with the judge if they are aware that their client has committed perjury. They are both, in my opinion, in serious, serious trouble. Let's take a look at the charging document that was filed by the Manhattan District Attorney in this case. Let's take a look at it right here. It says, beginning in 2019, pursuant to the New York State Executive Law, it goes on to talk about how the New York Attorney General filed this lawsuit under the executive law against Donald Trump and Weisselberg and others. It then goes on to talk about the summary of perjury committed on July 17, 2020. There are two counts there. On July 17, 2020, Weisselberg gave sworn testimony during a deposition in the investigation. The deposition was provided under oath and was transcribed. One of the properties of interest to the OAG investigation and discussed during the deposition was Trump's triplex apartment located in Trump Tower. In the year 2012 through 2016, Trump valued his triplex by assigning it a size of 30,000 square feet. In actuality, the triplex was only 10,996 square feet. The discrepancy had the effect of inflating the value in some years by more than $200 million. During Weisselberg's testimony, he was repeatedly questioned about the triplex square footage. Weisselberg testified that the use of the 30,000 square foot number between 2012 and 2017 came from an employee number one, and that Weisselberg was unaware of the square footage. And then it goes in to say that Weisselberg was aware of the square footage. Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health. When you are sleeping well, you can perform at your best mentally and physically. Proper sleep can also increase focus, boost energy, and improve your mood. Introducing Beams Dream Powder, a science-packed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep. If you know me, you know that Dream has been a game changer for my sleep. Sometimes I find myself up at night in bed with my thoughts and uneasiness. Well, that was the case until I started drinking Beams Dream Powder. Prior to Beams Dream Powder, the poor sleep and late night staying up really affected my mood and energy, but not anymore. And today, our listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder, their science-backed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Now available in delicious flavors like chocolate peanut butter, cinnamon cocoa, and sea salt caramel with only 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids can cause next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful, all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, melatonin, and nano-CBD to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. The numbers don't lie. In a clinical study, 93% of participants reported Dream helped them get better sleep. Beam Dream is easy to add to your nighttime routine. Just mix Dream into hot water or milk froth and enjoy before bed. Find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Midas and use code Midas at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/MEIDAS and use the code Midas for up to 40% off. And now back to the show. It then goes into the May 12th, 2023 deposition involving Weisselberg. And it then goes into the perjury that was committed during the trial itself, where Weisselberg repeatedly lied about Donald Trump's financials. Ultimately, Weisselberg pled guilty to 2 counts. Sentencing will now be taking place in April, and it appears that Weisselberg can be sentenced up to about 5 months for this felony perjury that he has pled guilty to. Here's the portion of the deposition where Donald Trump references Weisselberg. Let's play this clip.
To meet your obligation here of presenting the information to counter in accordance with GAAP, was Alan Weisselberg responsible for that?
Object to the form.
I would say yes.
I think this statement right here is just so on point by at Black Knight 10K. He goes, if there were such thing as a Biden org and the CFO went to prison for fraud and then was headed back to prison for committing perjury after lying at a trial that cost Biden $500 million, the internet would explode. But because it's the Trump organization, it's just another Monday. Here's a statement from the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who has secured these felony perjury guilty plea, this guilty plea by Weisselberg. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, spokesperson, says, quote, it's a crime to lie in a deposition and at trial, plain and simple. Alan Weisselberg took an oath to be truthful and then committed perjury, both at depositions during the New York State Attorney General's investigation and proceeding, as well as their recent trial. Today, Alan Weisselberg is pleading guilty to this felony and being held responsible for his conduct. Alan Weisselberg pleading guilty to those 2 counts in a Manhattan criminal court. The Manhattan District Attorney statement right there was the who ultimately charged Weisselberg with the 5 counts and accepted the guilty plea for the 2 counts. Of course, you had Donald Trump ranting and raving at Justice Arthur Engoron every single day of the trial, talking about how unfair this is or how unfair that was. Let me just show you one of those clips where Donald Trump would attack Justice Engoron. Play the clip.
We have no rights whatsoever. Any company coming to New York would be crazy because it's a setup. This is a rigged trial. We have a hostile group of people. We have a very hostile judge. I hate to say it. We have a very, very hostile judge. And I think everybody knows that. And we see that. But the good thing is we have all of the evidence on our side. They have nothing. And it's a case that should have never been brought. I just read many, many articles saying this case is a disgrace to our nation.
But ultimately, folks, Donald Trump's chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, who you just saw, is a felon many times over and was lying during the underlying civil fraud case against Donald Trump. And you saw Donald Trump's testimony as well. And so I wonder if there will be additional implications for Trump's testimony now as well, and whether Weisselberg could potentially be cooperating there. We'll keep you posted as we learn more. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers together.
Hey, Midas Mighty, love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.